You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Sure that this is a real Yosef. The original Yosef that he left his house. So now he decides to start packing. So first he goes to Beersheba. He brings the korban. And then Hashem appears to him. He says, like at night, and he tells him, Yaakov, Yaakov, and then he says, Hineni. So when he brings the sacrifice, so then Ribono Shel Olam calls him. He says, Yaakov, Yaakov, and then he says, Hineni. We have an introduction in Parshat Vayechi, or Chaim HaKadosh. It's a long introduction that Rabbeinu Chaim ben Attar, Zochuto Maren Aleinu, brings. There are many places in Torah we have name of Yaakov, and also we have name of Israel. Even though that his name was changed from Yaakov to Israel, but we see, no, it's keep repeating. So Chaim HaKadosh brings sources that anytime that we see name of Yaakov Avinu Shalom is his difficult timing, stress timing, or he's not happy, or something went wrong. But anytime that we see the name of Israel, we see it's a happy time. So like in the beginning of Parshat Vayechi, it's about that they inform Yosef that your father is not feeling well. And then the name of Yaakov is mentioned. And then when he was informed that Yosef is coming, and then he says, he got up with Hazer Israel. So we see here, when he was sick, his name was mentioned as Yaakov. But when he heard that Yosef is coming, he became happy. So then the name of Israel is mentioned. So the question that is brought here, when we see in the Torah that name of somebody is mentioned twice, like Abraham, Abraham, we had Yaredat Yitzhak, we will have about Moshe, he says Moshe, Moshe, and here Yaakov, Yaakov. Our sages, they teach us that this is a very, very affectionate way that Hashem calls on somebody. What does that mean? Like, let's say you're not really close to somebody. You want to get his attention. Like he's passing by or sitting far away. What do you do? How do you get his attention? Call him. Sorry? To call him? Sometimes like this. Or the other way is, the other pattern is, some people whistle. Or they use a special sound. Yeah, something like that, you know, instead of saying you, they say something else. But you use this type of pattern not for somebody that you like or you're close to. But if somebody that you love and you respect, you go next to him or call him a couple of times by his name. Why? Because there's a difference. When you're not that close to somebody, it's a stranger, or maybe really you don't like him, no, without respect, you whistle at him. But when you're close to somebody and you like somebody, so then you call his name. Or people that we love, we keep repeating their name. Or let's say the background on your cell phone, what picture you see? What picture do you, what picture do they, not the wife, I mean, grandchildren, yeah, because you like your grandchildren more than your wife, obviously. Is that true? No, but that's what most people, yeah, that's true, because they have such an affection toward their grandchildren, right? As Persian HaKodesh, they say, he used to say, that the child is called as a Gand. Grandchildren, they're called? Gand Nabat or Gand Shikya, right? Yeah, Matzabadam, yeah, is the almonds. What happened? Because, I guess, the children, you work so hard on them, but you didn't get anything back. They don't, you know, Chas v'Shalom, you know, they have their own thing. But the grandchildren, you know, you didn't do nothing for them, really, but, you know, it's ready to go. It's not like your child. So that's why most people, they love their. Is that true? Because the kids, you know, you work so hard that Hashem Yazor, is that a shame? But the grandchildren, you don't do nothing for them. No, you go there, you know, you take them some candy, some gifts, you know, they love you, say, oh, grandfather came. So now here, the question that is asked, as we explained, Yaakov is a very low status. But on the other hand, it's an affectionate term that is used because it's repeated twice, but it doesn't go together, doesn't match. If it's a term that is used for affection that Hashem wants to show to Yaakov Avinu, what should he call him? Which name?
Israel.
Israel, not Yaakov. So why is he calling Yaakov? Because Yaakov, as we said, is not a really happy, promising circumstances. It's a tough, you know, very hard time.
Yaakov became Israel, so he works hard to become. So
that's true. Yes, that's true. But again, when you show affection to somebody, it's actually, you know, because he's in a good time, good status, it's a happy status. Now, you know, he's down, he's depressed, he's not feeling well. So now here, the promise that Hashem gives to Yaakov Avinu, he says, Anochi, so I'm going to come down with you. And then he says, I will pull you up and you go up at the same time. So here is a little bit of difficulty because he says, Anochi ered imecha. Who's going first? To Mitzrayim.
Hashem.
He says, yeah, Hashem goes. But when he says we leave, who's going to go first?
Yaakov.
He says, when you go to Mitzrayim, I'll go first. But when we leave, you go first. What does that mean?
Hashem goes first for protection and
we leave last. Yeah, very nice. You know, the kids, when you teach them swimming, right? You bring a trainer, lifeguard, you know, to teach. So now, when the kid start the first lesson, who goes in the water first, the kid or the trainer? The trainer goes in the water first. Why? Because he has to be there to grab the kid. And then, when the kid is done, who's going to go at first?
The child goes out. To pull him out. The child goes out first.
No, but he leaves the kid in the water and he goes out.
And now he's training. Teaching.
No, he's just training. He's training. Who goes out?
The kids go
out. And because he put them out and then, because he want to make sure he's out, and then he goes out second. So at the first, he goes in first to grab the kid, to make sure he's safe. And then when he's done, he put him out first. And then he goes out after. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, says, when you're going on this mission, don't worry, I'm there first, like a trainer. I'm there to make sure everything's going to be okay. But when you're just about to leave, I'm going to take you out first, and then I'm going to come after you. So now here, back to Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov, Yaakov is called Lashon Chiba. So what does it mean? It's an affectionate term, because Hashem is calling him twice. What does that mean? That means Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us to be in a good status, happy status, comfort status, and to be called in a term that is very affectionate is not a big deal. From here we learn very, very important lesson. That is, the one that Hashem loves the most, that they're in very hard status, but they don't give up and they go on. So that means, as long as you have hope and you don't give up and you continue, so then Ribbono Shel Olam has such a special affection towards you. Actually, you become the beloved of Ribbono Shel Olam. And here at this moment, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom is leaving Eretz. Where is he going? He's going in a place that he never imagined in his life that he has to move in such a very, very critical status. But because he had to go by what the covenant was, so he went. But it was not an easy thing. But when he accepted to go to bring about whatever the goal is, so then he became the beloved of Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why here we see how come he's mentioned his name twice. So he's been told by Ribbono Shel Olam, when you put a step forward and you're not afraid and you're not worrying, so then I'm going to take care of you, that nothing is going to go wrong and you're not going to be harmed. So here the message for us is that at the time that we feel, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to be, what I'm going to do, as long as you go on, so then you'll be called by Ribbono Shel Olam double time. Maybe you don't hear it, but here is the source that we see. The same way that Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom called Yaakov, Yaakov, Hashem is going to call on you, David, David, Reuven, Reuven, Moshe, Moshe. Why? Because when you go on and you don't give up, so that means you're not afraid of the problem. Why? Because you believe that Ribbono Shel Olam is much bigger than your problem. But when you get stuck, and then Chas v'Shalom, you lose hope, so that means you believe your problem is bigger than Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah. So that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. That the same way that the coach goes in the water first. Why? He wants to make sure that the kid is going to be okay. That's what exactly Ribbono Shel Olam always does. Always. Before you get in the problem, Ribbono Shel Olam is there to protect you. So that means you should not, Chas v'Shalom, let any worry, and God forbid, to be panicked and say, what's going to happen? What's going to be? What I'm going to do? Why? Because Hashem is already, He's already there. So why are you afraid of? What are you worrying about? And he's going to pull you out. And that's what exactly we should have in mind. And without a shame, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yisakeh Kol Am Yisrael, Yeshuot, Semachot, without a shame.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.